We continue along here, Be'ezer Hashem and Siman Sadiches. We had seen in the Mechaber that when Isser falls into Heter, a Mimbishay Neiminoi, which we saw in the Gemara, which the Beis Yosef quoted, that it's Efshel Omeikam Allah B'taima, you could detect a taste because of Mimbishay Neiminoi has different tastes. So since it's Isser, the Jew can't taste it because he would be tasting Isser. The Taz said here, in order to be able to determine taste, you need a real tasting with swallowing it, and therefore it's Osir. And then only eats it to do is either yitamenu goy, or if you don't have a goy, you have shishim. So the Mechaber says yitamenu goy. Now we know there's this special type of person who can taste things, a kfeila. And by the fact that the Mechaber does not say yitamenu kfeila, the achrenim here are medayik. You see, you don't need a kfeila. This lashon comes from the Rambam, yitamenu goy. And indeed, even if he's not an uman, even if he's not an expert in taste, you can have him taste it.
Yeah, but the reason we used to say kfeila was because his reputation is dependent upon his taste. Here, Stam Goy is a reputation.
Oh, very good, very good. So why do we give Nemanis to a Stam Goy if he has no reputation on the line? Good, Kasha? Good. So let's see.
It's a Nemanis question. It's also the level of what's required. It's saying that a Stam person is that's the shear for determining.
That's the shear for determining a Stam person.
It's a twofold.
Yeah, there are two.
So that's really, because that's the shiloh. Do you really need an as kfeilo? We can understand one of the reasons, at least, that a kfeilo would be believed is because his reputation is on the line, and therefore leimara umnuse. He's not going to want to damage his reputation, and therefore he's willing to say the truth. And here we say even a regular average guy on the street is believed. So what's the reason we believe in a regular guy? That's the kasha. And do you need that level? And we'll see. And at the end of the shach, we'll see. It depends. It depends what you're relying on. And there are two levels over here, and there's two levels of belief. Says the shach like this: Sifkat and Beis, Tzadik Ches Sifkat and Beis, Yitamenu Goy in the shach. So the Mechaber says, yes, you can rely on a regular guy. However, there is one caveat to that, and that is he has to be Mesiach Lefi Tumay, which means that he doesn't know why you're asking. He doesn't know that there's a halachic ramification to why you're asking him. Then he's believed. Even a regular guy who's not an expert, Pirish Nachte Muman, an expert taster, we can rely on him. That's only if he's unaware of the repercussions of this testimony that he's going to give. And this is Ted Svara. By a kfeila, you would believe him even if he's not unaware of why you're asking him, because delay mishaker, you won't lie, shalay yafsidu menusa, because he does not want to damage his reputation. Now this is going to be very critical to understand. When you're dealing with an expert in any particular field, so then if he's, by him lying, he could damage his reputation in any way, that we say that's protection for us that he's saying the truth. As opposed to just a regular Joe off the street who has no reputation, even if he lies, there's no harm done to him, then it has to be only if he's Mesir Levi Tumay could you believe him. Oh, that's part of the Shaila, right?
If you're going to go ahead and even tell him why you're asking, meaning, can you taste milk in this stew? From the perspective of protecting his umnus, it's not necessarily flows that that's going to drive more nemanus. I could argue that you've asked what I tell you, you know, I do. I detect a little bit of milk.
I better drink the rest of it.
Yeah, right. Because if you can't detect the milk, well, I'm a buck and you're not. If I say there's no milk and you then eat it and you say, gee, you think there's milk, then my umdus is threatened. So I don't know that, I don't see how that it takes away necessarily the risk that you're going to get the best, straightest answer.
I'm not sure I understand the question. Why? What does he say? He says it does taste like milk, doesn't taste like milk.
It depends which way you argue. If you could say, I don't taste milk because I want you Jew to, you know, eat the bus of a chalav, then, and it's clearly milk there, that he's not going to do. Because that risk is imnudus. But the other way, if I'm not sure that maybe a little milk there, you know, I'm going to say, I think I do taste the milk because my imnudus allows me to taste milk.
Okay.
You go then try it. I don't taste any milk. Okay.
No. Once he says, that's
it. He'll never try it.
Once the guy says there's milk taste, then I can't eat it.
He'll never try it.
Right.
You're right.
Right. Now, I'll give you...
We are taking that chance to taking. That could very well be this. There's no nemonos necessarily on that song.
Right. It could be he's being very machmer on me for no reason. But that's the way to determine. I don't know if this shishim, so I need to use a guy. According to the Machaber, you could. Yeah.
Okay, you run the...
But I'll give you a middle scenario in between your two cases where he's just going to either just be machmer all the way or be meikel. What he'll do is he'll taste it and he's in a rush. He wants to run somewhere. You know, you stop the guy in the street. Can you do me a favor? Can you just taste this? We're having a taste test, right? So what's the concern? Part of the concern is, all right, I'll taste it. But he's in the middle of thinking of the appointment he's about to go to or why he's in a rush. And so he'll give you a quick answer without really thinking into the matter clearly. But when you're talking about a kfeila, if we're going to take something downstairs that got an issish and a sarav, we're going to take it next door to the restaurant, to the chef, we're going to say, could you taste this? We're trying to see if there's really a taste of it. We have a debate here going on. You know, we have a bet if it tastes like this other ingredient. So for him, even if he's in a rush, he's going to pause to, I better give them the right answer. Why? Because my reputation is on the line. So that's what, not even an outright lie, but rather even something that's not going to put his full mind to it to tell you the absolute truth over here. So that's really also the svar of l'loy mishaker, meaning that he's going to make sure that he's going to be the absolute truth. Shelo yafsid umnusay. Okay? V'nizbar locho, so it's explained here that the kan mayri begoy she'en ikvela. Since we're talking about a non-expert, therefore we need to know that he's not going to be relying, that we're not relying on him for a halacha. When we come, welcome kashali. Oh, but here's my kasha, and really the Taz asks the same kasha. Given the pasuk b'siv beis, since the Shulchan Aruch paskins b'siv beis, the min b'she'enoy minoy is also m'day raisa. When you have one min going to another min, an iser into a heter, and it gives time, it gives taste, kol shenayis in time, it's going to be usher midaraisa. This is a major machloikis.
Right, that's it. Which at least free from all these challenges.
Rashi and the Rambam, I believe we mentioned this in the first year, Rashi and the Rambam hold that tam kikir is only in the Rabbanan. The Torah said you can't eat a piece of nevela, you can't eat a piece of chazer. However, if it's only tam of the chazer in your meat, right, tam of nevela in your meat, that's that amas midaraisa. Midrabbanan, they said you shouldn't eat it. That's Rashi and the Rambam. However, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim in the Taisvizin, Baskin is Dairaiser. Tam Kaker is Dairaiser. It's a full fledged drosha from Mishras Litin Tam Kaker. How do we Paskin? So it's a machlokes rishonim. So says the Shach. I know how the Mechaber paskins. The Mechaber and Tzivveis, as we'll see why we can determine he paskins like that, paskins like Tam Kaker is Dairaiser. That means an iser that falls into a heter, and it's unclear if there's taste there. But if there is taste, this food is usher midairaisa because of tam of iser.
You have the ikar in there as well.
You pulled out the ikar.
The assumption is always you pulled out the ikar.
Or the Talmud. The truth is, we're talking about chaylev shenis arv bebasser. Chaylev we're talking about is just a liquid form. So the liquid form, there's no mamushus of that liquid form anymore, but it just got absorbed into the rest. So that's a big machlokes Rashi and Taisvis in Avodah Zarah, if that's considered ikar or not. Yes, if that chaylev or even chalav is considered ikar or not. But we're going here that it's not considered the ikar.
Okay, so
also it's a good point.
If something falls in that you're not able to completely remove, then you got to say ikur and throw it out.
Yeah, that's the ikur. If I don't know where it is, that's a regular iser. Correct.
Well, this is the Rabbanan. Everybody will pull out the pork and throw it away.
Correct. So here's the kashim. Come on, gosh, the kivin the puzzle is if base the key that min mishen yamin is asim adai raisa kol shenayis and tam im kain. Eich yiye goy nemo memetzi elavitumoy. How could you believe a guy, even if he is unaware that I need to know this, how could you believe a guy when you're dealing with the day raisa? What's the kasha? Valisha saruchi. It's a open and shut case in the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Perak Hagoyz Lobasra. It's enough in a Gemara. The Ain Goy Messiah Lavitumay Nemon Bisaday Raisa. Ella Beidis Isha Levad. Only by Eidus Isha, because Mishum Iguna, Ikilu Berabonon, but otherwise the Gemara says clearly over there, Gemara has a Shaila, you look, you believe that this is Truma, Gemara says Truma Drabonon. It means all the cases over there, happens to be the Gemara is not talking about a guy over there, the Gemara is talking about a Neman of an Isha and a Katan, which also we don't believe a Katan, we don't believe a woman for testimony on a Deiraisa, except for Eidus Isha. Mishum Iguna Ishkila Rabbanon, we will make it to let a woman get remarried. So we will make it to believe in even a woman's testimony or a cousin's testimony that this person is dead, her husband is dead. But for all other matters of Eidus, we don't believe them unless it's a Rabbanon when it's Mesil V'Tumay. Not only that, we're going to see later in the Shach, even when it's a Drabbanon, if it's Ischazik Isura, that means if we think that really this is Isser, and we're trying to use the testimony of an Isha or a Katan or a Guy to say, no, it's not, he's also not believed.
Well, this is not Ischazik Isura.
This wasn't Ischazik Isura, it's a suffix in the first place. Yeah, maybe there was no time.
Right.
Yeah.
But the case of Eidus Isha, she's his main spouse. She's believed. But she's
the gay of
Adara. How can she be believed?
Yeah, so that's the Gemara as a Svara. That she's going to be careful about it. She'll look into it, right?
She
means a Kushapir. That's right. So it's a separate. That's right. It's a separate.
I think you've written your first
TV. Okay. So this is the halacha that a guy may see a levituma is not nema b'seteira only by this issue. Upasko b'hag v'harif v'harosh sham usmag b'sevachus gerishin. They all paskin that you can't believe a guy for the rights of matters. V'avav bishem divya rama mushar peis kimash megam kein the samchinat agoy the lav kveilo may see levituma. Even though the Rambam does believe a regular guy may see levituma, mikom makim efshed the savri kirashi. That's because the Rambam, we could say, hold like Rashi, Visiate, and those who agree within the Mimishani Mini Manatera Bottle Barov. Meaning that the rice is Bottle Barov, and the only reason you can't eat a Tavshil that has Isser in it, that has time, is with the Rabbanon. So that wouldn't be a Kasha in the Rambam. Aval Aval Amachaber Kasha. On the Shulchan Aruch, who holds his Dei Raisa, why are we all able to believe this guy, Mesil Avitumah? Furthermore, says the Shach, it's kosher al Rashba. Shigam hu pasuk the mimishen imini osir min atayra ad samach. But if you don't have shishim, where it's bottle, it will be osir min atayra. Upasuk yet he paskins the Rashba. The goy the lav kfeila neman mimisila vitumay uchaduva bebeis yosef. So the beis yosef himself brings that the Rashba goes like this Shulchan Aruch on that you could believe a guy mimisila vitumay on this matter, even though the Rashba himself holds Tam Ki Iker is the Raisa. That's what we're assuming the Rashba holds. Says the Shach Shuv Matzasi Betruma Sadesh in the Siminayintas Shehirgash Ktsas Bezeh, that in that Shuvah, the Truma Sadesh really asked this Kasha on the Rashba.
He's asking
on the Rashba.
He's dealing with the problem. Is
this
on the Rashba?
Yeah, let me see.
The
Chumash Sadeshin,
I guess it is.
Yeah,
can work
on.
Yeah.
A couple hundred years before that, yeah.
But I don't understand. The Mechaber goes according to the Rambam, the Rif, and...
Oh, yeah, and the Rush.
So already the Rush and the Rambam agree here, and all he needs is one of the other two who go, and that's how he paskins. So what does it matter, or why do you bring Kasher up?
No. That Rambam and Rush that he brought was that a guy, Mesil Afi Tuma, is not believed for the Raisa. That's actually problematic with the Shulchan Aruch. You should paskin that a guy can't be believed Mesil Afi Tuma. And indeed, read with Shatz, and the Mechaber does paskin like that. Yet here the Rambam says this is the Dairaisa case, the Mechaber is paskining, and yet he's believing a guy. That is the question.
It should be only Shishim.
That is the question. How could the Mechaber who holds Tam Kikas Dairaisa believe a guy who's Mesil Vitumai?
But when we say, they have to say Tam Kikas, what's causing the Tam? It's the Iker.
No,
but
you don't have to say Tam
Kikas.
I only
have taste
if,
here.
If I write something, right? So you're saying that writing is the same exact thing as me? I wrote it.
Yeah, but it's the same molecules that are causing the Tam. It's causing
the Iker. Science.
But who says the Torah prohibited taste? Maybe the Torah only prohibited don't eat a pig, right? Don't eat a nevela. I'm not eating a nevela. It's just the taste of a nevela in the meat.
He's arguing it's the same particles, but that's a scientific thing you're bringing in. Who's to say that's the standard?
Right, right. Scientific. That you discuss with Gilligan's Island.
And that's how we see it with Rea also.
Yeah, also a good shayla. That we have a maklogis is milsa la milsi. Okay, fine. So that's the shach's kasha. Says the shach, shuv matzasi b'chumah sadash and simen ayintash hirgish k'sas b'zeh. He also was bothered by this because of the zelushayne. The kfeila shayni the umnase b'kach. A kfeila you're allowed to believe because the umnase b'kach, since that's his profession, he doesn't want to lose his good reputation. You need a kfeilo mesila vitumai. The Rajba says either a kfeilo is good or mesila vitumai is good, which is really how the Mechaber seems to paskin over here. Vim taima yulas says the truma zadesh and tikshila Rajba amai maani mesila vitumai. Meaning, like the Shach just asked, how could you believe mesila vitumai? You're dealing with a dairaisa matter over here, whether you could eat this food or not. Maybe you could say he holds like Rashi. Says the Truma Sadesh, and the problem is Vitema. Actually, this is now the Shach asking on the Truma Sadesh. I mean, he wanted to answer that he holds like Rashi. Vitema. Sharia Rajba Pasak Bedi Bateris Abai Zoruch Kirabeinu Tam. The Rajba is like Rabbeinu Tam that it's Dairaisa, Tam Kikir. Vadechik Loimar, the Kivan the Kosa, maybe since the Lashon of the Rajba is Umi Komaku, Milini Psak Halach, Nismech Aldivre, Rabbeinu Tam, Viri, Ubal Halach, Zvarai, Vichra, Memba, Omru, Lahach, Mishal Teira, Akal Shainai. The Rajba, in the way that he brings forth the Psak of Tam Kikir Dairaisa is by saying, let us be machmir. Maybe you could say he's only paskin like those Rishonim as a chumra, and for that matter, maybe you could say that. Right? And as you see how the Shach wants to avert this kasha from the Rajba. The Rajba paskins Tam Kikir Dairaisa. Yet he believes a guy over here, Mesila Vitumai. Says the Shach, maybe the Rajba only is Machmer Tam Kikir, and therefore as far as this halacha believing a guy, he can be Mekel. Says the Shach, that's very deichik to say. It's deichik, once you paskin is Dairaisa, it's Dairaisa. V'oid, furthermore, says the Shach, besides that it's deichik, the Beteris Habayis HaKodzisham Sosim Legamri Kisvar Sabein and Tam. He's completely passing like a minute time below. He's kisvar samakilin. So that's the problem. So it's a problem on the Shulchan Aruch. It's a problem back on the Rajba himself. That how could you pass him both Tam Kikir Dairaisa, and therefore here is a dealing with a Dairaisa de Kishayla, and yet believe him goy mesila vitumah. So says the Shach, Umechutni ha'oluf hamarumam mareinu rav Gershon natri rachmoni upatri. Who's this? This is the Avodas HaGershuni. Rav Gershon Ashkenazi, the Avodas HaGershuni, who actually was a contemporary of the Shach. I'm not even sure why, what he means, Umechutni. Okay? What Umechutni sometimes can mean like a father-in-law, son-in-law.
Right, right.
They certainly were not that. They were the same age. I think the Avodas HaGershuni could have been even a little bit older. He was not the Shach's father-in-law, that's for sure. The Shach's father-in-law was someone, Rabbi Yosef Tauber.
But don't we say also
very wealthy Jew in Krakow?
We say halacha kibasroi, because basroi so the tadmoi. And Rebbeinu Tam saw Rashi. Rashi didn't see the Rebbeinu Tam.
Yeah. So we always pass like Taisus and it's Taisus Rashi. Always pass like Taisus over Rashi.
Yeah. Well, the Taisus is a little bit different because they say, if Rashi has seen this Taisus, what about
many times we have. Actually, that's what what did the Megine Shleima do? Yeshua Mikrako, the Megine Shleima. Right, he wrote a whole sefer to defend all the questions that Taisus had in Rashi. That's actually the Megine Shleima.
We talked about last week.
What?
He's related to the Prisha somewhere.
He's related to the Prisha?
Yeah?
He's the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, yes.
I thought somehow he's also from...
Oh, could be. So actually he was the Shach's Rebbe. So actually both the Shach and the Avodas HaGoshuni learned by Rabbi Shua of Krakow.
Shach, I think, right. His Rebbe's Rebbe was the
Drisha?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe that's why he was his Rebbe. Yeah. So that's why I'm not sure what Mechutni. I don't think it was his son-in-law. Maybe their children got married. I'm not even sure if that happened. It could be. He just means it was his. They're just like their closeness because they're talmidim of the same people. Maybe that's what it means. Like a Mechutni, like just a bondsman. You know, that's maybe what it means. Okay. But this anyway. So what does this Avodas HaGoshuni say? He's a Hiksha. You have to understand the Shach when he wrote his Pirush on Yeridaya. How old was he when his Pirush on Yeridaya came out? He was 24 years old.
Very young, yeah.
Okay, when he wrote. He was Nifta, he was 41. He didn't live very long. But when he was when he wrote his Pirush, he was a very young man. So it's hard to say at 24 he already had a son-in-law or a mechutn. You know, so that's what I think it means, really more like a bondsman of the Shach. So what does he say? Umachutni Allah Vimram Ramigadeshin. Hiksha Gamgin al Trumasadeshin. The Rosh Vasiato Demasri Kikfela. The Rosh and that line of thinking holds you need a kfela, you must have an expert. Al Kocha Lav Time Mishum the Loimare Chazoko. It's not because the Svara of that he won't ruin his reputation. Why? In other words, the Rosh holds you need both. You have to have, he's an expert, and he also has to not know why you're asking him. Now, isn't that an oxymoron? Right? How could you say, I need him to be an expert, yet he has to be unaware of why I'm asking him? Well, if he's unaware of why I'm asking him, then why is he going to be careful to tell me the truth? Right?
You're asking about a taste, it's a taste question.
A taste question, yeah.
You're asking a taste. As soon as you come onto the sphere of taste,
then
you're asking his opinion.
Uh-huh.
If he doesn't understand the context or the reason or any of that, he's going to...
Okay.
This
but he's telling you it's the standard. That's what I'm trying to get at first. That the Chavis Pasta, the standard is me. And
the standard is what?
The standard is my taste ability.
Who's you? A kvela?
Any guy.
Any person.
Anybody. And the Rosh is passing. You know, the standard is a kvela. It's going to be two different standards. I mean, the guy at the Citron Rose is going to taste milk where I can't taste.
Right.
Which is what's the standard.
And that is that you need...
The Rosh is holding the kvela because the standard is kvela.
Okay. But how do you stand the meaning to say that you need that type of person to taste it, right? But so how do you believe him?
No, so that's...
So you have to see a little bit too much. So it's actually, it's a Barry saying in interesting Svara. What the Avodas HaGoshuni is saying is like this. Really, the only reason you need a kfela is because you need someone who has very sensitive taste buds. Someone who could determine the very delicate differences in taste. How am I going to believe him? Oh, I won't really tell him I need it for a halachic purpose. So he's Mesila Vitumai. So he's no different than any other guy. For that reason.
But unless the Rush holds that it's like Rashi, back in then you just push the Rush back into the same boat. If the Rush required two levels of Nemon, it's okay. Say, that overcomes the no Rush.
Right. But that's not what he's saying.
Now,
Barry is saying a good Svara, though. Yeah. Maybe the fact that you need a Kfela just says Kfela always is on guard. Always wants wants to give the right answer for a taste, even if he doesn't know. But the counter argument to that would be
that, know what he's looking for.
That if he doesn't know that he's on display, if he doesn't know that this is going to really matter, so then his guard is down. And as we only say Loimara Umrusa if he knows that this may be, you know, may come back to haunt him in terms of he gives the wrong answer. But if it's just, you know, whether we're just taking a taser or the two of us have a bet, so then he's not going to put it, or his all into it and be as serious about it.
This issue of standards, though, begs the question how Chazal understands the existence of Tom. Because it seems to suggest, if you're going to go by Kfela, that we're looking to see if the Metzius is that there's any level of Tom.
Okay, fine.
Otherwise, when you go by Stam Oved Kochavin, then you could argue if the average person can't taste Tom, then we're going to Paskin just ain't Tom.
Why can't that be true?
So that's the question. Which standard are you going to
apply? That's right. It could be that's the there is a svara like that. Most Rishonim, you should know, hold not like that. Most Rishonim hold the only Shaila is that, do you need Kfela because he's the only one that can be able to taste if this time? Meaning, if this time, it doesn't matter who can taste it this time. Or the Shaila is, no, we can assume that even a regular person can taste it. But there are minor opinions that do hold that's the pshat.
Why would a regular person standard have a better taste?
No, it certainly wouldn't have better. Certainly not a better.
Better enough.
Yeah. So again, what does the Vaidus of Kishuni say? Lav time mishim lai murasid rabbi the reason why he can't get a regular average guy off the street is because who says he'll be able to detect any time? So you have to have a kfeil, you have to have someone who knows about food, you have to have taste. We have the kasha back again. Why? The harosh pasak. Kirabeinu Tam, that it's Tam kickers their iser. Uposak the sabchirin amesil of itumoi. You could rely on a guy as long as he doesn't know what you're asking for. That's the real determining factor. If it's just because he has a reputation to keep, a kfeila should be enough. The oid, another question. The marshal here, and that's the marshal paskins, that you're allowed to rely on a guy, mesilavi tumay. Afilo lav kfeila. Uve simin memvav sham in the marshal, hevi mashikos of a rajba, vamra lahakm bishol teira. That time kick is their isa, because of a lot of lafi mashbi rashti, hu beloi chumra. It's not only a chumra, but that's the din. The kachu machvar de shmaisa do their isa. You see, clearly the marshal holds time kick is their isa, ain't sham. So, if that's so, we're back to the question, and this is, before we go to the Teretz here, let's just summarize the question. The Mechaber, first of all, the Rajba, and the Mechaber, and the Marshal, all paskin, the Tam Ki'ikis Deiraisa, when you have Tam of an Isser in the Taruvis, this is Asim Deiraisa, yet they're all paskin, and you're allowed to believe a guy who's Mesiel Avitumai, even if he doesn't have a reputation to protect, just an average guy you can believe. Why? He's Mesiel Avitumai. How does that stem with the Gemara in Baba Kama that says you don't believe a Mesiel Avitumai for a deraisa?
The rush is in the same boat, meaning that his requirement kfeila has nothing to do with their money.
Yes, and on top of that, that's right. On top of that, even in the rush, is problematic because you see the main reason why there's neman is the mesiel v'tumay. Correct. So the yesha yiraitzim latarets. Some wanted to answer that what. The hod I mean about goizel. That we say in the Gemara Baba Kama, then goy mesilavitume nam mishar dvar mahino heichad is chazik yisura. Meaning, when are they not believed? That's when there's only a cheskas iser, where we assume there's iser here already, and you want their edus to go against that chazaka, that against that assumption. We don't know if this time at all. Maybe for that they believed v'deichik to say such a thing. The Gemara asks, one of the questions the Gemara asks is, we see we permit a woman who was held captive, and we believe the edus, the testimony of a katan, to say that she was not violated. It was b'smesia levitumai. Umeshani, the Gemara says, even though that's deraisa b'shvuya hikilu, we had a special kula by a captive. We don't have to assume that she was violated. That's the shach's kash. If you have barrels of wine that were filled with yayin esach, now it's been 12 months since the yayin esach has been emptied out of that, and now you want to know, does it still have the time of that wine? The einoi nemon. The Rivash says he's not believed the guy. The afim nemer gabim mimishenimini dasa. Even though you would normally rely on a guy, but why? Why is this chazik? We knew that they had used it for wine of Isser, and now you want to take that out of that. You can't do that. Ad kan l'shoyne.
And the fact that we know that Isser fell into the Kavla, how is that different than Yayin Isser that was in the barrel that was empty?
Again, what?
We know there was wine. We know that there was wine in the barrels, and the wine was an issue. We know that Chalif fell into the pot.
Oh, but
how's it different?
That's different because by the Chalif falling into the pot, if there was, let's say, shishim, or if the chalav was so lean that it didn't give taste, so then I don't know for sure there's isser here. So that's not as ischazik isura. Ischazik isura means I know at one point in time there was isser here, meaning the wine was usher. Let me give an example. I'll give you a practical example.
Yeah, but the burden is on me now to prove that in time.
Right.
The chazaka is that there is time.
No. Chazaka means that we know there for sure at one point in time there was time. For example, let's say you want to, you're in the catering business, okay? And you go into a hotel, you're making a kosher wedding there, and you want to kosher all the pots, okay? Where are these pots from? The hotel's pots. What were they used for? They were used for Isser, right? Isser. The last time they used it was when? 2 days ago. Okay, now you want to kosher everything. So you're koshering some pots, and then you see there's like a few pots on the side, and you're not sure, hey, did we kosher those pots or not? So your goyish worker says, oh, those, yeah, we did those already. Could you believe him?
You'd say no.
Why? Because they have a cheska sisser, and you want to take them out of the cheska sisser. You can't take them. It's just like the wine, the barrel that had wine in it. To get out of that chazaka, you can't believe a guy. But Mashenkin here, when you're talking about a case where you want to know, did Isser ever go in? That's really a different case, right?
I know Isser. Did
the case?
I know Isser. When the question is there a kiyum show?
So even your shvuah, I don't know if this is only the shvuah example. We know she was taken captive by pirates. We know the pirates are bad boys. We know, no. But she has a chazkas kasha. So we're saying that it's not as chazak yisur.
Right.
I mean, every circumstance there, one could say, if I have to put a gun to my head, did something bad happen, I might say yes.
Right, but until we know that circumstance changed, you don't have to assume that. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you another example. Another example of that. There are other svaris for this, but another example, let's say you have an item, a food item, right? And you want to know, is it kosher? Right? You don't know, according to the ingredients here, maybe it's not, or you're not sure what the ingredients are, so you call up the company, and you want to say, does this have any lard in it, or what does this ingredient mean, right? Could you trust them or not?
Yes, no.
Could you trust this guy on the phone?
On the phone, I don't know, but they would have Merach Hiskasa somewhere.
So maybe it's like Merach Hiskasa, maybe they have a reputation to keep, okay? But it could be, you could say, and this is the Minchas Yitzchak Svara, is that we don't know there to be any Isser, right? It wasn't a Schazik Yisura. So a Mesil of Ituma, you just want to know, you're trying to find out different foods, you want to call up Mesil of Ituma, right? So then for that, it's not a Schazik Yisura, you can believe them. So that's where the shock has come from. When it's a Schazik Yisura, you can't believe a guy. In our case, not a Schazik Yisura. Says the Shach, HaKogok Tzorok Leima, the Rivosh Vilei Kirashi V'siyatoi, that it's only Osim D'Rabbonon Tam Kikim. Hilchok V'si D'Rabbonon, like the case of the wine barrels, Hu D'yesh L'chal HaBa'ochi, U'chamay Shemukh L'chal HaBa'ochi, B'da'as HaRav, like the according to the Rambam, B'Sev Kim Mugol Mazayin. Avo B'issa Dei Raisa V'ada I'ef Shel L'chal HaBa'ochi, when you're dealing with Dei Raisa, like our case, you cannot rely on that. U'chamay Shemukh L'chasavti. So comes along the Shach, again, he still hasn't answered the Kasha. Because this is a Deiraisa, even though the Rabbana maybe can leave when there's no Chazaka, but on the Deiraisa, how could you believe it? How could you believe a Mesiel of Itumai? Makach nirali lechalak. The Davke, Chedeleke lemekam ala demilsa, who de ain goy Mesiel of Itumai nema besa Taira. When don't you rely on a guy when you're dealing with a Deiraisa? That's only when you can't prove it the fact afterwards. It means once you give his testimony credence, and I can't find out the truth after that, right? For example, he says testimony, you know, this person died. He says testimony that this item belonged to him. I can't prove it after that. So when you're dealing with deraisa, you can't rely on that. However, since I could find out, I could sort of test him out if he's telling me the truth, I could go have a different guy taste it. Therefore, so says the Shach, an interesting reason which is sort of only applies to our case here. What's that? That is that when am I allowed to rely on a guy Mesil of Itumai? Right? I'm allowed to because even a guy doesn't want to be caught lying straight out. So, that is, if he's going to taste it and say, so I say, listen, I want to know why we're having a bet. Is there milk taste in this meat pot? Right? So he's going to taste it. Now, he's not going to want to be found outright lying. So if he has a milk taste, right, he's going to certainly say it. Why? Because if I then go turn around and give it to the chef next door, I mean, he's going to prove, I'll prove him wrong.
How can you have to say that? Why can't you say, because you're going to eat it in 2 seconds.
Oh, very good. Or you could say, this is the Shach's Lashon, or you could say, right, like the Vilna Gaon says, this is a Milsa Davide Lugluye. It's going to become revealed in a moment. If he says there's no milk, I'm going to eat it now, and he's going to know that. If he was, I'm going to know right away if he's lying or not.
And by that, you can only agree that it's Oven Kachim, you know, who's unaware, Lefi Tumo, or a Kfela, even if he knows.
Right.
Because otherwise, you get that in between state where he says it is fine, I say it's fine to you, but a Kfela would have detected.
So that we see from the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need a Kfela. You don't need that standard.
Yeah, any guy. Kfela would come by, that's a Shaila, but
I mean, now you taste it.
And then later, as you're serving it, you feel, the beautiful taste.
Yeah, it comes
right.
For dessert.
That will be dependent if you only go by standard. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, it comes out like this from the Shach. What does it come out? When you're dealing with an Issa Deiraisa, are you allowed to believe a guy? So the Shach says, there is one case you can believe a guy. It's a milsa David Legluye, if it's something that I myself would then be able to back it up and see if he's lying, then even by Deiraisa you're allowed to rely on a guy. Without that, you can't rely on a guy.
But he said only covers our case. I mean, I could think of scenarios where you would have Deiraisa.
Other case, yeah? All right, so let's see. We'll throw out one extra other case. We'll see if this applies. Yeah, I know, right. Right, okay, we'll see if you give a case like that. Okay? So, what would an example would be is, let's say, could you believe a doctor, right, Let's say Nisha is seeing dam. She's staining continuously, and she doesn't assume it's coming from her nida. Doesn't assume it's menstrual bleeding, and she wants to know: does she have a marker? Does she have a wound inside? Could you go to a non-Jewish doctor and say, check it out, and tell me if this is a wound or not? Do we give him the emunus or not? Right?
But he's a kfeila.
So with the fact that he's a kfeila because he has a reputation, does that... The question is, do you have a milsa David Legluya?
Right.
A kfeila only helps because there's on a dairaisa, the shach is saying, a kfeila helps to me. Kfeila helps even in dairaisa.
Right. No,
however, that's only... if it's Loy Maro Mnuse.
Right.
But here, who says it'll be Loy Maro Mnuse? He'll say, yeah, it's a maka. Right? Will I have been able to find out not?
Well, you could have told the doctor.
So then,
an example that you get.
Right. So like the Shach says, you can go to somebody else, maybe. Maybe he'll be concerned you may go to somebody else for a second opinion. Okay, I can see that. You can see that.
But why are second opinions better than first opinion?
We assume that if you get more opinions, at least you know somebody will be telling you the truth.
It doesn't make a doctor be the fact that today, if we would have a society that's not acceptable to second opinion, doctors would be less serious. And it's one of the most important things patients have.
Yeah, right.
I mean, even to me, it makes me have to think more.
Right.
No, I'm not saying I'm more in fear of it, but I know that I have to know what I'm talking about. Not the guy right down the road.
Right. The problem is that even if you want to say a doctor is a kfeila, right? But say Mesiel Avituma certainly would not help. It also, it's not Mesiel Avituma. He knows why I ask. Problem is that the Rambam at the end of this sif says that even a kfeila, Achrayim speak out. So we don't rely on a kfeila. So according to that, could you give the non-Jewish doctor the emunus that this woman has a mark as a wound?
Can you go from the fact that we don't rely on going to Tarobis, does that say that that's true of every I'm not saying it is, but is it, you have to first say, is your Nidus Hadoros?
It depends. Well, very good. So it depends. If the reason why the Rambam says you don't rely on a goyim is because now we don't have any experts in taste. Maybe that's the pshat. You don't rely on a goyim because we can't really know that he's really tasting it well. Nafkamina would be, could you have a Yisrael taste in a case where there's only do you want to know if there's milk in this parva pot? Could you rely on a yid's taste? That would depend. If you say that we lost our sense of taste, you can't rely on a guy either. If you say it's a lying factor, then you could rely on a yid. Yeah, but there's another svara, and this Reb Shmuel Felder said another svara that maybe you could say why, even if we go with the Ramaz minig, that we don't rely on a guy, that in such a case you could rely on a non-Jewish doctor. Why? Because the other reason that you would say we don't rely on a guy is because we're machmir, like Rabbi Kavega suggests this, we're machmir on Rashi sheet that he always needs shishim. So even with the guy's tasting, we also need shishim. So just to rely on a guy is not enough. You need shishim. But that we see later in the siman over here on the shachs of Kan Chavtes, that we don't have a factor of shishim. For example, let's say tavlin shel iser, spices fell into a pot. Now tavlin we say afilu be'elef le bottle. They're not going to be bottle even if you have shishim, even if you have 1,000, not bottle, right? But there is a point where we could say there's no more taste anymore, and the shach says over there you can rely on a guy. You can give it to a guy to taste. I can rely on a guy to taste. The Teretz says that when you have a factor of shishim, then you need shishim. But when you don't have that factor of shishim, then indeed the Rambam was never machmir to rely on a guy, and you can rely on a guy.
Because you don't need the guy.
No. But when you need shishim, but if you don't and have if shishim will not be milo or meir, it won't play a role over here. So then we can say the Rambam was never machmir. And there's that case, so therefore by a case of a doctor, no, shishim doesn't help. It's not a matter of shishim over here, right? It's not percentages. So therefore the only thing you could rely on is a guy. In that case we could say the Ramo was maskim that you could rely on a guy. And therefore that would be the sort of in that case. So even if one, number one, you would have, I think, the kfeila, but even according to the Ramo that we don't rely on kfeila, but here there will be a sort of rely on a kfeila. And for that matter you could say the same thing when you call up the for the ingredients, right? The same reason you have, even though normally our minig is we don't rely on a guy, but that's only because you have the factor of shishim. We say don't rely on a guy, have shishim over here. But that's when you have shishim, and in such a case you just want to know what the ingredient is, there's no point of shishim. So that's another svara over there, and the Minchas Yisrael throws another svara why he can rely. He's not, it's not a matter of determining taste, but it's just, you go through the list, he says, yes, it doesn't take any brains to just know, yes, this is what it's in here. And there's no matter of the guy himself trying to think, what am I tasting over here?
It's not an
emunus, it's just a gila milsa ba'alma. Very good. So that'll be a third reason why you can rely in that case, but a guy when you're calling up for the ingredients. But this is actually two cases. You had another case where this would be relevant.
No, I was going to say a doctor, but there must be other.
I'm sure in other cases, yeah. But at least this is two applications from this shach. What comes out that for a deraisa to believe a guy, he has to be a kfeila, and that's the case with the case of the doctor and the woman.
Oh,
and by a
drabanon,
as long as it's not against the chazakah, and you can rely on misilavitum.
What about relying for a guy for a nirusha, meaning that somebody died? Forget about the kulavisha.
Okay.
If somebody died 50 years ago, then you can't make him up. But if he says that somebody died and he's sitting in the hospital somewhere, you know, you can go and find out, then you would be, no? I mean, just trying to think of how many how many things you can verify.
So, but that's certainly. But Avida Lugluya, you certainly can have an M on a center. Right. That's right. Very good. Okay.
That's good. Yeah.